If you don't want to come down, just leave this here and then go. What are you doing?
Okay.
No, we want you here, but...
Sorry, maybe somebody else will take it.
You're late. No. We don't make changes that quickly in the world. It's Mercedes. Well, Avram Avinu, Amar Chazal, Eile told us Hashemayim v'ha'aretz behivarom. Al tikra behivarom, Eile ba'avraham. I think everybody knows it's a famous pasuk in Chumash. It says, Eile told us Hashemayim v'ha'aretz behivarom, in that which they were created, and it's Loshon Avraham. Al tikra behivarom, Eile ba'avraham. Kavanas Chazal b'zehi Shavram Avinu hitchel al mahafach b'kol ha'anoishis kula. The kavana here is that Avram Avinu. You see, it's not so bad. If you get here before Baruch, you're doing good. Ube'etzem Avram Avinu created a total transformation, revolution in all of the human race. ובעצם אצל אברהם אבינו יש כאן תולדות שמיים וארץ חדשים שלא היו קודם לכן. And there are toldos, there are generations of שמיים וארץ new that we never had before. וזוהי סלנו להבין במזמן חידיש אברהם אבינו שממנו האוילה מתחיל מחדש כביוכל. What did אברהם אבינו מחדש? That the world started from the beginning כביוכל from אברהם אבינו. What was Avram Avinu's chiddush? Yosod ze nilmad gam b'mayim chazal ein koyrim avos ele lishleisha. Lemarot shalibe de emes gam Noach haya Avinu. Chazal tell us we only have three avos. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Okay. What about Noach? If you take out your genealogy, you'll see that you also descended from Noach, because Avram was descended from Noach. So why is he not considered an Av? Achu einu nechshav la'av shel Am Yisrael ad she'omru la'locha noidim ibnei Noach muta b'Yisrael. What's the nafkamina la'locha if I'm descended from Noach or not? Who cares? If you make a neder, you marry yourself from a b'nei Noach. I'm not going to get any benefit from a b'nei Noach. So muta b'Yisrael. But he's also b'nei Noach. Halachically he's not. אנחנו לא נקראים יוסף בני נויח אלא בני אברהם יצחק ויעקב. This is clear to everybody who's holding anything, right? We're not בני נויח anymore. We בני אברהם יצחק ויעקב, but the מייסי, we are בני נויח, so what happened? ההבדל המאפין בין תוירוסם של האבויס לבין מה שאנו לא יודעים מתוירוס מוישה הוא שאבויס הוא ביסוד עם אברהם אבינו התקרבו להשם ועושו כל מה שעושו מתוך התנדבות אישית והקורא עצמס. What's the difference? Essential difference between the Torah of the Avos to that which we learned from Torah's Moshe. As the difference is that the Avos and בעיקרון אברהם הזכרו להשם ועושו כל מה שעושו מתוך הזנדבוס אישיס והקורא עצמיס. Everything they did, drawing close to Hashem, keeping the mitzvahs, everything they did through their own הקורא and התנדבות. They volunteered. They were volunteers. הם לא מוצא את עצמם חייבים בשמירת התורה. They didn't find themselves חייב בשמירת התורה. אלא אבינו ודאיתם שזה רצוינו של מלכם וזה תכלי סבריה. They understood of their own הקורא that's what Hashem wanted and that was the רצון Hashem, that was the תכלי סבריה. They didn't have the Torah to teach it to them. They extracted the Torah from the בריה. מציאה זו הוא שונה ממציאה סיילי. That מציאה is very different from our מציאה. כאשר אני הגענו לעולם נולדנו התחנכו היכן שיבנכו, ואנו מייצים את עצמנו בתוך מצב שאנו כבר מחייבים בשמירת התורה. When a person lands in this world, when he plops out of the sky, or wherever he comes from, he lands in this world, he's chayev already. Wherever you מחנך, whatever you do, you chayev. וזו הוא הבחינו של זכרו תורס מוישה אבדי. That's זכרו תורס מוישה אבדי. Torah's Moshe, Torah shenitna lanu misinai. That's the Torah that was given to us by Sinai. Va'anu meitzim es atzmeinu mechuyovim bo. Torah zu nitne lanu bekvis hara kegigis. Bekapis hara kegigis. V'karach nebizeh b'chayne kamo. Okay. That Torah was given to us, it was forced upon us. Ha-kegigis, sham tiyekvuroso, you take the Torah, good, if not, you can fill the fish. Finished, game over. Avram didn't have that problem. He was not chayef. There was no Kabbalah Satori, there was no Nesilut Torah, there was no ha-kegigis. Ha-evdel b'yachas bein Torah shani chayef bo, le bein Torah shani we're not talking about Godel Oisev and Mitzvah, Migol Shainu Oisev and Mitzvah. We're not talking about that. There's a goddess in being a Mitzvah. We're talking about in the Mahut of the thing. We're trying to get in touch with not the Zichre Torah's Moshe Avdi. We don't have problems with that. Everyone knows where Mishnah Brewery is, everyone knows where Shulchan Aruch is, everyone knows where the Ben Ish Chai is, everyone knows where the Kaf HaChaim is. No one has a problem with that. Everybody knows how to be a Jew. That's easy. It's hard to know how to be a Jew. How to be a Jew is easy. The problem is why to be a Jew. That we need Heishiv Lev Avos Salboni. That we need for that. We need Torah's Avram. Torah's Avos. So we haven't answered the question yet what exactly the Chiddush of Avram Avinu was and why we are B'nai Avram and not B'nai Noach anymore. We just said that Avram Avinu didn't like certain things he saw by Noach. See, he upgraded. He became a better Noach Tzaddik. What did he have to dump Noach? When you say Shelo Sani Goy, you're thinking about Noach, no? Who do you think about when you say Shelo Sani Goy? Who's the greatest goy? The Torah tells you, Noach Tzaddik. Maybe Shem, maybe the son, Yaakov Avinu is ready. Shelo Sani Goy. They never make ayah. Okay. Ma itcholel v'ishtana etzel Avram Avinu l'morot she'ein lanu musog b'chotor shel Adam HaRishon atiru lanu chazal l'ilmoid mikach. You don't understand what Avram Avinu changed and what he brought into the world. We need to understand the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Now, even though we can't understand the Chet of Adam HaRishon, whatever Chazal allow us to learn, we learn. B'yodav shel Adam HaRishon nitna habrei re'im liyoy shutav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mayis habreishis v'liyoyis kev'yachol poil. Adam HaRishon was given, using our language, the choice. Do you want to be a partner in my habreishis or do you want to be a worker? You come into the factory, you work, you get paid a salary every month, you get a bonus at the end of the year, whatever, or do you want to be a partner? To be a partner with a Kodesh Baruch Hu in Ma'ase Bereishis, you have to be Shivis Hashem Negdi Tomid. First halach in Shulchan Aruch. Bli hesach hadas. Kol hesach hadas kal yechel igrem la'osa noira. As Hashem says, ten daitcha shelo techarav es olami. One moment of hesach hadas can destroy the world. So me'od lo poshut hesach hadas. Adam HaRishon div ki yivachal es hachaim kepoil mikashe shutav. Adam HaRishon decided he'd rather be a worker than be a shutav. Hachaim kapoel purushim lil in yona oila mazeh ha-shefel kamo shenem al Adam HaRishon malo yisraeritz v'kiv shuvirodu v'dagas hayam v'boif ha-shamayim. That's the tafkid of the poel. The poel is given the instructions that Adam HaRishon was given. Go, fool the world, have lots of children, conquer the world, and be like the prolific like the fish of the sea and the birds of the heavens. Ach, ha-tafkid zeh enu tafkid nitzchi. It's not an eternal mission. This world's not eternal, so the mission in this world can't be eternal. Kamo shama kodesh baruch hu, l'amar rishon, shebechira b'yodim la'aso yisiz rotzen Hashem v'lo lo'ichol ma'etz adas. You have a choice. Do the rotzen Hashem and don't eat from the etz adas. Only b'chol oichel meitzadas, or you can choose to eat from meitzadas. Vaz ha'toytzotiye ki b'yom achla mimenu mois tomus. From the moment you eat, you will die. Wafel chliyos ben olam hazeh, v'lo ben olam haba. The moment that Adam Arishon ate from the Eitzadas Tovara, he became a citizen of this world. And he gave up his citizenship of Olam Haba. He handed in his passport and he got a new one. V'chein Adam Arishon Baal Ikvez Ben Mavis, he chose to be a Ben Mavis. The world continued and got further from Hashem until the pillar of the world came, Avram Avinu. He understood something that nobody before him understood. After Adam did the chet, and he was banished from Gan Eden, and he landed up in this lowly world, this lowly physical world. Slowly, people got further away and started understanding and getting involved in all the nourishments of the world, completely 100% convinced that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing to do with them anymore. There's no personal kesher yashir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. El kol metzios omhi metzios shel poel hamakayim es tafkido b'shleim es b'tikun olam. You work as a worker, you do what you're told to do, and you must suck in the world like that. Aval al kesher ishi v'yashir in boir olam lo ol al daitam. But that you have personal connection and you can have a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they didn't think about that at all. That's a chiddush that Avraham Avinu brought into the world. Noach HaTzadik, u'musushelach v'chanoich, kulam yodis metzias Hashem. Avraham Avinu didn't introduce monotheism into the world. It wasn't his chiddush. Maybe that he taught it, but it wasn't his chiddush. Because Noach before him knew it, and Musushelach knew it, and Chanoich knew it, and Shem knew it. And Avram met Noah, so it's hard to imagine that Noah forgot to mention it. People knew about Hashem. Ach lo aminu sheyechel yeis HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'reviyochel tzarich otam shem yicholim letet eiz adov al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They couldn't understand, and we can't understand it now even until we explain it properly, that you can give Hashem something that Hashem needs and he's waiting for us to give him something. K'reviyochel, we have to understand what it means. To say that you can give Hashem something is k'vira. Correct?
Yes.
Wow. And also he can't change. If you could give Hashem something, he would have something now that he didn't have before that needs to change, and Hashem can't change. It's another aspect of the infinite. Infinite can't change. To give something to the infinite means it would have to change, and Hashem can't change. So we have to understand what that means, what Avraham Avinu understood, that you can give Hashem something and we'll discuss it. Whenever we use Loshen like this, we're not talking about Hashem's essence, we're talking about Miklapei Us, from our perspective. Whenever we talk about Hashem, give Nachas Ruach to Hashem, you can't give Nachas Ruach to Hashem, because he wasn't lacking Nachas Ruach before. He was sad and now you made him happy. How do you give, I mean there's a whole song made of it, no? And people sing it and people believe it. Tragic. Not klape Hashem, it's klape us. Anyway, we'll discuss that with Hashem soon, but just let's say the words and understand if you haven't understood it.
There is some mentions in the Gemara that gives some descriptions of Hashem. I can't remember the exact example,
but
some physical writing that Hashem is
not his head. Chumash says it. You don't have to go to Chazal. The first of Chumash. B'chizek yad. Yetzian in Mitzrayim. Hashem is a head. And a strong hand. Oh, he used his strong hand, not his weak hand. What are you talking about? I'm just saying, you don't have to go to Chazal. You can. No,
he,
so the Rambam.
He's pleased by his certain
action. Nachinami. Yeah, Reich Nichoya. Hashem is the one. You make a korban, you make your barbecue, whatever. Ah, Hashem comes. Ah, schmuck. The schmuck. Oh, he's a nice smell. Thank you. What are you talking about? The Rambam asked that question already. You have to understand what's Pshat. Nachinami. Good, that's what I'm saying. don't think that it means that. If you think that's what it means, what about the Yud Gimel Ikonim that says Hashem doesn't have any human form, anything, anything? It's just one. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikonim. If you believe that Hashem has an eye and a head and an ear and a nose and a beard and all these things that it talks about, and Hashem gets angry and Hashem gets... What are we talking about? Even one of the Yud Gimel Ikonim. So Rambam also is Kasha. Rambam also is Kasha. It's a famous Rambam. We don't know what it means either. The Rambam Teruf doesn't help either. The Rambam says, Divrei Torah Beloshen B'nei Adam. The Torah uses human terms. How do you understand that answer? The answer is worse than the Kasha. So what? Because you can't understand the Torah? The Torah lies? The Torah's not allowed to lie. If Hashem doesn't have a hand, how can the Torah tell you that Hashem has a hand? Oh, because you can't understand what we're talking about. So we'll talk about Hashem's hand. But Hashem doesn't have a hand, so you lied. What's the Rambam Teruf saying? The other problem? It's a deep problem. Okay. Hashem, we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it because we're going to have to deal with it, because in order to become a shit of a Maisa Breishis, you have to give Hashem something. We just said you can't. We have to understand. What are we talking about? What does this mean? Avraham Avinu gilu shanachnu lo nimtzayim po ba'olam kepoel satmi. Stami. Avraham Avinu was machadish that we're not just in this world, yeah, to be a poel. What's a poel? He does what he's told. Noach tzaddik was told to do what he was told to do, and he did it faithfully. Tzaddik did exactly what he was told to do. That's what we have for, says Avraham Avinu. Ela kodesh bochu bochu bonu kushutfi. Hashem chose us to be partners. The tachnis hagadoilu shelo. To be partners in his massive plan. What is Hashem's big plan? Is to give goodness to all his creatures. Without our input, Hashem's plan will never go from being a plan to being actualized. We understand why not. V'kodesh Baruch Hu mechaka umamtim shenivtza es tafkideinu v'shlichoseinu hu tzarich otanu k'shutfim. Hashem sitting and waiting for us to fulfill our deal of the partnership, that he can fulfill his tafkis in the world. Because if we don't, he can't. K'viyachu. Shemaladei shutfoseinu ein l'tachniso kiyum. Hashem's business that he started will not make a profit, will not come to fruition without our input. Not because he can't, because he can't, and we'll see why. L'chein anu chazal ala avas ha-gadoshim sh'ayiratzim lefonav kususim ben betza amai. The avos were like chosses running in the water in front of Hashem. Kasher sus ratz bebetza hu yodeh ki kol shnir shel hesach hadas mipilo oto. When you're walking across a tightrope over a 500 foot gorge and there's a raging river underneath, so there's not a time to lose concentration. You want to be concentrating the entire time you're up there, because one moment of Hesach Hadas and you become part of the scenery. That's called jumping to a conclusion. It's not a time to lose concentration. That was a joke. It's a very difficult job, and everyone's prepared to bear the burden. Avram Avinu, who was a bocha ba'avoida. Avram Avinu, who chose this work after Adam Arishon dumped the bag, Avram Avinu went and picked it up. No one from Adam Arishon all the way down to Avram was prepared to do this. And Avram Avinu chose that, and that's why we stuck with it. All complaints to Avram. Anybody wants to get out? To discuss it with Avram, how he tied you into this forever. All his descendants are tied into this forever. There's almost no way to get out. Lemaisa, what we should do is we should go learn the whole first chelek, the whole first sefer. It deals with this, and then come back and deal with this paragraph. But we're not going to do that. Let's start with this. Well, I'm telling you now, this dvarim ma'od adinim ya. And if you get this wrong, and you think you've understood and you haven't, you're a kofer. You'll be kofer be'ikaya if you're not careful. I'm warning you now. Anybody wants to leave now and come back later, you're welcome. But you'll miss the whole fundamental yasod. The first time you hear this, you're not going to like it, you're not going to hear it, you're not going to understand it. This takes a lot of work to get this clear. Okay? Those of you that have been here for a long time already know what I'm talking about. But it takes work to get it clear. And if you get it wrong, you're in a lot of trouble. Okay. It's not Ischidish. The Ramchal says this. This is the Arizal says this. The Zohar says this. This is not new concept. Nobody invented this. This is Poshut Torah. L'chein nikra Avram Avinu isha chesed. Kifim abur bazar kodesh Avram Avinu ayim it chesed im koinu. That's the first problem we're going to run into. The Zohar Kodesh says that Avram Avinu did chesed with Hashem. Never Hashem needed whatever. So Avram Avinu started a chesed organization to do chesed for Hashem. Who haven? What is his mischesed? He was an ish chesed. What does it mean? He's an ish chesed. He was mischesed in koinai. He did chesed for Hashem. Who haven? Sheba myself the etzim who goyim al chesed kviyochelim akodesh baruch hu. He understood. That with everything he did, his deeds, he was chesed kviyochelim akodesh baruch hu. He was doing chesed for Hashem. The Torah says, "Im tzedak tama noisen lo." If you're a big tzaddik, what are you giving Hashem? You can give Hashem anything. Tzaddik havin ma kore po. Achu lo istapek b'avodois ha'ishis. He wasn't enough just with his own avoider. Who halach lafochus ha'olam lo adir shmeis barach lekol ba'olam. Abraham didn't just discover this wonderful principle and go sit in the mountain somewhere and do whatever Hashem wanted. No, he took upon himself to change the entire world. Amud v'gayra noshim v'oisin afoshus l'man Hashem Yisparach. He got up and he was Magaya the man, sorry, Magaya the woman, l'man Hashem Yisparach. Kashehu haivin esa utzma shel kodesh baruch hu nosun v'yodoy. When he understood the enormous power that Hashem had given him, hu gile esa emes, he revealed the truth sheretzoyne shel kodesh baruch hu k'v'yochu, Tolu b'maisa b'nei Adam. He understood, I'm just saying the words, to take this apart, that the rotzon of Hashem is dependent on our actions. Without us doing what we're supposed to do, the rotzon of Hashem can't be makayim. Hu lo yochel lisbol es hamatzav bo kol b'nei Adam mitalmi mi'Hashem yisbarach. He couldn't tolerate the fact that the whole world was completely detached from Hashem, denying Hashem. Who kviyochol richem al Hashem yisparach, yet kviyochol rachmonis on Hashem. V'yotzu b'mesiris nefesh lahar bois chaylim l'avodoysoy l'salech es tzar ha'shchina min ha'olam. He went with mesiris nefesh kipshutoy to get more and more soldiers to serve Hashem and to remove the tzar ha'shchina from the world. Okay? You read this to anybody out there, they'll tell you you've lost your mind. Go to any Orthodox from Jew and tell him what you just said now. You know, even about Titi Surim of Kfir. This is Zohar. You have to understand what this means. Zu Teures Ha'avos Hameledet Totanu Lo Rak Keitzad Leos Yehudim. That is the Teures Ha'avos. That teaches us not just how to be a good Jew, Ela Lameli Yos Yehudim. Why? Because if there's no reason why, then the price isn't worth it. If you can achieve whatever you can achieve in Yiddishkeit without being Jewish, without the Mesiras Nefesh, without the Golus, without the Churban, without the price we pay for it, then why do it? Why do it? What are you prepared to pay the price? Well, why? Why? Well, because you can eat cholent on Thursday night. That's why. world is the Chagim. Oh,
that's the
one
discussion.
740 pages left to be out of here in a second. Right? No, really? Wow. 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 Price isn't worth it. And that's what people feel. It's not worth it. As they throw it away. Stop there. Please don't go away here thinking you've understood what we've learned. Please, I'm begging you. I take no responsibility for this. We'll come to beautiful answers and whatever. We're still learning the Svarim. They're learning the Svarim all over the country, all over the world. But this needs to be understood. This is Torah, and you have to understand it. If you're not learning 2-3 hours of Gemara a day, you'll never understand this. That I can promise you. Somebody who's not learning Gemara has got no chance. No, I knew it's there. I'm just saying. It's the Yesod that we're going to teach.